Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway. I feel like the art to ad libs, I can't do it. I can't change my voice. Like, I can't do accents. Like, I can't, like, the art.
Yeah, you can. You just never tried.
Do an ad lib right now.
You can't put me on the spot like that.
Come on.
I can't do it. I'm just saying, like,
come on.
Can you do a British accent?
No.
Right to you, then. Cheerio. Pop, pop.
All right. If you start it, then I'll try.
Oi, governor. Yeah, you're one of those, like, real, like, dirty, like, South Island British guys whatever.
Let me keep going.
Oi, governor, I just got me an XL Bully from the XL Bully shop. My wife says I own already too many XL Bullies, but I told her to shut the fuck up.
Right,
I'm down to the pub, yay?
Right to y'all, then. Right on. Cheer on.
Yes, hello, I'm some Gordon Ramsay. That's all.
Tea and biscuits. I'm one of the proper British people. I can't be one of the ghetto ones.
Yeah, I can only be one of the people that own XL Bullies.
I feel like I'd kill myself if I had a British accent.
Why? I feel like bitches fuck with that shit.
No, we're American. Fuck British accents.
Yeah, fuck British.
Nah, I feel you. But I mean, like, you knew how many girls, like, at least this is me. I'm a little younger than you. But how many girls I knew growing up that fucked with One Direction or whatever?
All girls fuck with British accents. But at the same time, though, the decisions that girls make don't reflect good decisions for mankind or for humanity in general.
This is true.
We should start Revolutionary War Part 2. I'm against war unless it's with England.
Yeah, all right, are we started?
I'm not really with that.
Wait, have we actually started?
I mean, I'll basically just start whenever.
All right, I guess. Wait, no, I meant, like, have we started the podcast?
Yeah, we'll start there.
Oh.
Do you not? That's what I mean. We don't have to start with declaring war on Great Britain.
I thought we were just grifting.
Wait, I mean, this is, we're grifters on this podcast. This is really not like
you have, like, a podcast intro?
Nope. I just kind of start.
All right, I'm going to make you a podcast intro.
All right, cool.
All right, y'all. You tuning in with Sam Bucked Up, and we on the podcast, Acid Soldier and Christ Dillinger.
Yo.
You know what's going on. You clicked on this video because you know that we're based, and you know that this is going to be a good video.
Can you explain to me what based means?
You know, Lil B.
Yeah, 100%.
So you know what base means. I'm looking at you, and I know that you know what base means.
Yeah, but this is for the laymans who are listening on the podcast. This is for the listeners.
I know. I feel like base, as Little B describes it, is like, I mean, I'm going to butcher it because I just took a bunch of dabs off your Puffco, but it's like, you know, like being a positive person, being a loving person, you know, you don't kill bugs, you love nature, you know, you don't judge people, you know, you uplift, you know, it's being base.
You see a spider, you're not killing it.
Probably not. I'm gonna try to save it.
The only reason I do this for my grandma, because you wrote based grandma on the video of my mom and grandma, and then my grandma was like, what does based grandma mean? And I was gonna send this clip to her and be like, now you finally know.
Well, she's based.
Being based is just being positive in the face of adversity.
Exactly.
If you were in medieval times, what would your job be?
Ooh, I'd be a king.
That was quick and you're confident. Dude.
No, I think I'd probably be like a wizard or something, or maybe like a knight. Probably not a knight. I'd be one of those king niggas who, like, you find in the wilderness and you find out I'm a king, but I'm not trying to live in the empire.
Like a woodland king.
I'm like one of those, not even a woodland king, because those are like massive, that's like being like the king of the homeless. Like, I mean, one of those dudes who, like, the throne was supposed to be mine, but you got exiled or some shit? No, I just don't care for the shit, so I left. Like, I just don't fuck with it.
We got separate kingdoms,
gang. Yeah. You ain't finna turn us like, come on, gang.
We collabing and shit, you know? Like,
we spotted that shit early. Come on, gang. Come on, bro.
Nah, but if I was...
Hey, you know what? You guys are real friends for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I apologize.
Come on, yeah, bro.
I apologize for trying to break it apart.
Nah, but if I was a king in medieval times, I would have a court jester. I would have, you know, like the whole shebang, you feel me? I would be mad lit. I would be drinking mead and rum and wine every night with harlots and getting entertained.
All the harlots, bro.
You know? And, like, I'd have the court jester, and I'd have the big-ass moat with the crocodiles in it. You feel me? Like, I'd be coming different. And I'd have ice, too.
Would you be a fat king? Because that's, like...
Low-key, yeah.
Yeah, fat
low
kings
key,
were
yeah.
Killing.
I'd eat hella. I wouldn't have nothing else to do besides eat and make laws that hurt people's, like, lives.
With these fucking hairy-ass harlots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were hairy.
They weren't shaving,
probably, right?
Yeah, they weren't shaving in medieval times.
I mean, there was probably one or two people that were on that.
They were the true feminists.
I mean, maybe they were just on something different. They could have. I don't know.
They didn't have razors. You would have to use like a sword or some shit.
There had to be some form of razor back then. Or some cutting device, because how did people get haircuts and trim their beards?
I don't think they did.
I feel like they did.
I feel like niggas definitely were getting haircuts back then.
Yeah, right? Because, like, I remember, like, you see these portraits of these kings and, like, the,
yeah,
like,
they
important
always,
people.
Yeah, they're always shaved.
They're always shaved, and they always have, like, braids in their shit, and they're always, like, iced out and, like, groomed.
Yeah,
and
niggas
shit.
Were definitely getting haircuts back then.
There's definitely a way to shave back then. All
right,
then.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate right here.
Okay.
If you were having someone paint a picture of you, you probably wanted it to look better if you were a little gnarly.
Yeah, but like you can't picture. But you can't like just like create an image of someone like hairless on their face without like actually seeing them.
You don't think you could
I think with all the money niggas had back then, niggas definitely were getting like their face like shaved. And then when you play The Witcher 2, I don't know how accurate The Witcher is to history, but you can get a shave in The Witcher. You can
There's
get a haircut.
There's different haircuts in Skyrim.
Yeah, yeah, niggas were definitely getting haircuts back then.
What do you think's more realistic, Skyrim or The Witcher?
Skyrim.
Yeah, definitely Skyrim. Nah, The Witcher. Doesn't Skyrim have like magic shit in it?
Mad magic
Witcher
and
has
dragons.
Magic shit too.
The Witcher has magic, but it's like basic levels of magic, and magic is also starting to leave the world in The Witcher. Like in The Witcher, magic is starting to go away because humans keep settling places, and like it just doesn't make sense for like you know like it just like various things just happen that like so like even like The Witcher, he can only do like basic magic. He can't do like super crazy magic. He has like signs. It's not like spells.
It's not basic magic. He's not doing card tricks. He's doing shit that we can't do now.
You could definitely do some of the shit that he's doing.
You believe
like
him?
He hypnotizes people with that one sign. People get hypnotized. He has that one thing where he makes like fire explode. People definitely have explosions nowadays. He has that one thing where it's like a gust of air. I feel like there's definitely like fucking lights, like what, like a frag grenade or some shit. Like he just has like, he just, it like stuns you. It's like nothing. None of his spells can directly like just kill you off rip until you start getting the most like powerful like arcane ones, and you got to really dig deep together. Like the one that like freezes you, like that shit'll kill you. But that's like a crazy arcane spell that you got to do mad crazy ass shit to like unlock.
Geralt had like Jesus level magic powers.
Jesus doesn't
have that much magic.
Jesus brought
powers.
Niggas back from the dead. He can't bring niggas back from the dead. No.
Yeah, you can. You can definitely bring back some motherfuckers in The Witcher.
No, you can't. You can't bring niggas back from the dead.
I watched Christ play it for a while because, you know, sometimes I'd be waiting for him to finish playing The Witcher so I can get on Fortnite because, you know, like I'd be plugging my Xbox on the TV and shit. And I had never seen him bring nobody back from the dead.
Yeah, that's never happened.
I've never seen that happen. I can vouch for Christ here.
So you really do think they were like wizards?
Maybe
Hell
at
yeah.
some point, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You Hell think they yeah. were dragons?
Probably yeah, not. Probably something that looks like one.
Well, we got Komodo dragons. Those are real.
Have probably you ever seen one?
Probably some shit that looks like a dragon.
You seen a Komodo dragon?
Yeah,
I've seen one at the
not
zoo
like,
before.
Yeah, at the zoo, not like walking down the street.
Yeah, hell no, I don't want to see one walking down the street. I've seen one at the zoo. That shit was sick. They're fucking cool.
They are cool, but that's not a dragon.
Nah, that's a dragon, gang. It has dragon in the name. Just because it can't shoot fire doesn't mean that it's not a dragon, because here's the thing. like in the medium of like dragon shit with like dragons in like popular media, dragons don't always shoot fire. Sometimes they shoot ice. Sometimes they shoot other colors of bullshit that you don't even know what the fuck it is. So why isn't a Komodo dragon a dragon? Well, here's the thing. It is. Because it has that venom shit that paralyzes you instantly. It's got paralyzing goo breath. That's why it's a dragon.
I wonder what dragons come then.
But if it was huge and it could fly, then it'd be crazy. Wait, but what'd you ask?
I said, what do dragons come then?
You said, how do dragons come?
Yeah, if they're spitting venomous goo, then I can't imagine.
I don't know. I don't, that's like something you had to look on Rule 34 to find.
I feel like you were talking about TikTok ruining shit. I feel like Fortnite ruined shit too. Fortnite's like the TikTok of the video game.
Yeah,
Fortnite is definitely the TikTok of the video games, but Fortnite might also be the best game ever.
Yeah. Fortnite's lit.
It might, just in terms of like the effect it's had and like the influence, like Fortnite might be the best game ever.
We need one of our songs on there.
Yeah, facts. It definitely did ruin a lot of shit though and made a lot of people like retarded, like water brain.
I don't like how the gaming industry has shifted more towards like live service games and like for that trend of like the year or two where there were just like a shit ton of Battle Royale coming out.
Yeah, all the Battle Royale shit was fried.
I just want a good story with my game.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't found too many games recently that are new that I'm really enjoying. I've been playing a lot of like older shit that I grew up with. Or like Hitman, Freelancer mode.
Oh, that shit's fun.
Hitman is sick. That's a sick game.
I'm going bald, and I like Hitman because it makes bald motherfuckers look cool.
He's the iciest bald dude of all time.
Yeah, it's like Jason Statham, Larry David.
Dude, I love Jason Statham. That's not my favorite actor. Him and Nicolas Cage, I love them both.
Really?
Jason Statham's fucking
favorite
sick.
Nicolas Cage movie?
That's a good question. Probably got to go with,
It's a fucked up podcast. We ask good questions.
Well, definitely would have been Nicolas Cage Superman if they didn't like pull the plug on that. It was cool seeing him as Superman though for that split second in that Flash movie. But favorite Nick Cage movie. Not gonna lie, I like Gone in 60 Seconds, but that's not my favorite. Let me think.
I've never actually watched a Nicolas Cage movie.
You've never seen National Treasure?
No.
That's the only one I can think of.
I'm trying to think. I have a lot of good Nick. There's a lot of good Nick Cage.
Wait,
movies.
I've seen Kick-Ass. He was in Kick-Ass.
He wasn't. That's a good. He played Batman. Yeah, fuck Nicolas Cage is super. He was basically Batman in Kick-Ass.
Yeah, he was badass in Kick-Ass.
Dude, he was supposed to play Superman. But
that would have been way better than Henry Cavill or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is Superman. Imagine if they made yearly movies with Nick Cage as Superman every year. That'd be sick. And then they had like some sort of like quantum universe theory shit like Marvel where there's all the Infinity Stones and you know they go through portals to different dimensions and Nicolas Cage meets alternate versions of himself.
That's crazy.
You know they should hire me.
If you could play a superhero, who would you want to play? Like if Marvel or DC was like, we're casting you.
I don't really like a lot of superhero shit anymore. I'm trying to think about someone that I... Huh?
Superhero shit is played out. The movies and shit.
I fuck with supervillains more. But I fuck with superheroes I fuck with. I fuck with Daredevil. He's sick. Because he's got that crazy backstory. And the people he be fighting are like more lit. Like Kingpin, if I was a supervillain... I'd be Kingpin or I'd be Juggernaut. You know that guy?
You just got back to that fat king, fat fucking rich king shit.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I know what it is. I'm sorry. I've been thinking about Nicolas Cage this whole time. Lord of War. Lord of War. If you've never seen Lord of War, that movie is fucking phenomenal. 10 out of 10.
The first scene where it's like the life of a bullet and shit.
Yeah, dude.
That shit is crazy.
That's the one. I had to really think about it because he has a lot of movies. I'm like, yo, there's like one. I knew the Lord of War, yeah. Only 62% on Rotten Tomatoes. Shame on you, Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you ever see that one that his Five Nights at Freddy's, like his version of Five Nights at Freddy's?
I don't know. I've never actually played Five Nights
at Freddy's. I haven't either, but he has a movie where he plays a dude who just fights off animatronic animals.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that one.
That wouldn't be my favorite, though, but I've seen it.
I don't watch a lot of movies, but since I like moved to New York, I have been watching more movies. I recently watched The Beekeeper with Jason Statham with
that
Christ
shit was
and Troy.
Fire.
Yeah, that's
the Beekeeper was fire.
You saw the Beekeeper? You saw the Beekeeper?
I brought my puff go into the theater.
the part where he cut the dude's fingers off and then he followed him and threw him in the fucking water. Or when the other beekeeper came and he just instantly killed them and then stole some dude's car.
And the beekeeper was sick.
The beekeeper was sick. I fuck with the beekeeper. The Statham versus vast and ever growing.
The Meg?
Did you see that one
where he fights giant sharks? Jason Statham?
Yeah, of course. I've seen the Meg. And I've seen the Meg 2, too. I've seen every Jason Statham movie.
You gotta put me on to every single one because I've only seen the beekeeper.
I gotta rewatch them. There's even one movie where he's like back in like what is it, like medieval times. Have you seen that one? It has Ray Liotta in it. Ray Liotta plays a fucking like wizard. But
I love these accents.
Yeah, Ray Liotta.
Jason Statham as a fucking knight.
Ray Liotta is a fucking wizard, and Jason he's like a dude who becomes a king, but he's like a peasant.
He's Jason Statham.
Yeah, it's like that's like his great ancestor or some shit.
Jason Statham always plays Jason Statham.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why he's lit. So all his movies can have a timeline. It's always him. So this one's like the first movie in the timeline where he's like as like an ancient like warrior.
It's like his ancestor.
Like
a Quentin Tarantino verse of Jason Statham movie.
When we were watching The Beekeeper, we decided that The Beekeeper is like the latest, most current edition.
Yeah, exactly. It's the most. It's like after Parker and after all that.
Come up with this on acid.
No. No, I came up with this with my friend Troy just from watching his movies.
And they put me onto the theory, and I see it. Because in The Beekeeper, he's like chill in the beginning. He's just keeping bees. Yeah. And then that old lady kills herself because she gets immediately scanned for $2 million.
and she doesn't try at all to get out of it.
He immediately crashes out. He pulls a phone out of the fucking, honeycomb, and then he's like, I need to find them.
I forgot about that. She didn't give herself a chance. She killed herself immediately.
She was down $2 million, and she's old, bro.
That would have been boring as fuck if they showed her trying to get it back before she killed herself. I'm not going to lie. 90% of that movie was him fighting people. Like it moves so fast.
That really happens too, though.
Like, I didn't
think... Getting scammed and shit? Yeah.
No, old niggas, like, killing themselves and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Both
R.I.P. to the old motherfuckers killing themselves out there.
After they get scammed.
Hopefully you have a Jason Statham after you. Helping and protecting you.
Dude, I love Jason Statham.
If there's a somewhat looking criminal who wants to start a business in your backyard, say yes.
Yeah.
Because if you get scammed, he might just help you out.
You might meet Jason Statham.
Yeah, Statham might be shooting for a new movie.
Do you really think they should ban TikTok?
I definitely think they should ban TikTok.
Why?
Because TikTok is retarded and it makes everyone act retarded.
I have a neutral opinion.
But you think they should ban it and it's not? It's like weed. It's like I've seen motherfuckers crash out on weed.
Yeah, but
it's like it shouldn't be illegal. But
TikTok is different. I feel like TikTok is a little different than weed.
So here's how I feel about it. I see TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts all in the same vein. It's like brain rot content. It's like content to lower the attention span and make people stupider. And it does have certain benefits only if you're a content creator, really. Because, like, I'd say for, like, me and Christ and, like, the rest of the guys in BNS, people on TikTok, they really like our music, you know? And, like, that helps push us. But at the same time, people have shorter attention spans. So the amount of content that you have to push out to keep up with people's attention spans is higher. And that's a negative, right? And then I also think the fact that people's attention spans are constantly lowering is a negative. I think people don't read enough anymore. I think people will, like, sit inside and scroll all day. And that's kind of crazy, you know? Like...
I do that.
So here's the thing about TikTok. TikTok is this thing that, like Asa just said, it trains your brain to get dopamine from like a 30-second, 15-second video, like a quick flip. Like that shit makes you retarded, and it makes it impossible for you to finish long, for you to like finish like long term actual fulfilling tasks, because your brain is so like programmed to need dopamine fast.
Nah, exactly.
So basically, what this means is like, let's take me and Asa for example, right? We're known for dropping music all the time, and what the hell is that outside?
Nah, I know, right? Should we turn the light on in here?
What? No, no, it's not even dark. Is that smoke or is that fog?
Yeah, it's smoke. I smell it.
Where the hell is that coming from?
What the fuck? Oh, there is hella smoke. Oh, it don't matter. Yeah, if you don't mind. Is it smoky and shit outside? Bro, when I was parking outside, there was a dude screaming like a block away at his girl. Scream fighting in the street. He's like, bitch! You want me to fuck you, baby? You know what I mean? One of those. I just moved, and I used to have the craziest neighbors. Who would yell at each other. Old couple. They were like 70. And they would just like yell through the fucking walls.
All right.
You have to do the voice. You have to do Christ's voice.
All right, guys. So... Christ wanted to go do something. We had a little concern pop up. So we're going to do Sam and Acid Dab Termission. Sam, get over here. Oh, wait. Christ is coming back. I was going to have you sit here while I hit a dab, but I'll hit this dab with you. So I'm going to hit a dab with Sam.
If we see a fire inside, do so, we'll move. You were about to give a great speech on TikTok.
Oh, is that what I was doing? Sorry.
That's what you were doing.
That smoke shit just I looked up. The entire sky was filled with
no,
smoke.
No, you... I
peeped like, it too, and I was like staring at it for mad long, but I like didn't want to interrupt.
I was looking at my phone. I'm happy because you said that, and I was like, is the backyard on fire? Like,
I was hoping it wasn't. I was about to dip, bro. If that shit, bro, I'm telling you. If something crazy would start happening like that, bro.
You grab Rick all the Ross. Drip and dip. Yeah, I'm like grabbing my clothing dip, rack and running
away. You see that shit when Rick Ross was like, yo, I'm going to go take a shit on that podcast. And then he just left.
Yeah, I did.
He did that?
Yeah. Just never came back.
He just never came back.
He said, I'm going to go take a shit.
That's what you do at your own place. You're like, all right, I'm gone. We just
fire.
But nah, basically, yeah, TikTok just makes it really hard for people to actually accomplish things. And then it also puts the idea in everyone's head that they can accomplish things. Because it's constantly showing people who are doing things that, like, not
get
everyone can do.
Lots of likes.
But yeah, don't exactly. You guys do, like, I'm the same way. Isn't that what we kind of do?
I'm not
though?
Like that. That's not how my brain works. When I see niggas doing something, I'm like, oh, that's cool for what they want to do. But I've always just wanted to be a musician, and that's kind of all I'm on. I'm not really like, I don't see someone doing something on my phone, and it makes me want to do it. So, like, for me, it's like a little different because of the way that I just like taking information. And that's probably the same for like a lot of people, because there are probably other people in the world too, or in America, who are like me, who don't really fuck with TikTok. But what TikTok does is exploits the brains of people who are already susceptible to fucking being mad influenceable through things. You know, people who are like easily malleable. Like I know, you know, everyone knows that one person they're friends with who just like downloads a new personality every 6 months from like whatever movie they saw or whatever rapper they're into or whatever TV show they're watching. They just like download personalities. And people who are like that are usually children. TikTok appeals to like small children, people who are like actually like not even like we were like between like, you know, like 10 and 14 or like, you know, even like 14 and like 17, it just, or whatever age you're in, it just preys on people who are looking to like figure out like what they are. And it just kind of like makes it hard for you to even like go about your own journey, because it just kind of puts an idea in your head of what your journey should be. Like, you know, like everyone wants to be an influencer now. No one, everyone didn't want to be a fucking movie star when movies came out. Because movies is like a less a long form thing, but TikTok puts these short form things in front of you. Like, yeah, you can make a video in 30 seconds and then be rich. Is then people just start making videos every fucking day, and they're never gonna be rich, and then they're wasting mad of their time.
Like mad stupid in public.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's, you know, I'll say this too. Me and Christ definitely see this day to day with people that come through and people that like we chill with on a regular basis. Some of them have no attention span and they have TikTok brain. Back to The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. When we were watching it, people kept talking over the movie and being like annoying because they couldn't focus. They can't watch a movie. They scroll on TikTok too much. But I have a question. This is something that confuses me. Why is TikTok so much worse than Vine was? Because Vine was even shorter form content.
Because Vine,
but it wasn't as fried.
Because like, the algorithm on Vine wasn't as strong as the TikTok algorithm. And then also Vine was more geared up, so when you went to someone's page, you actually stayed there and kept looking at their shit. I feel like TikTok is all about just like swiping to whatever the next thing is.
Nah, you're right. Because on Vine, like, you definitely like, I remember when I had it, every time I saw a funny Vine, I would go on that person's profile and watch all their vines. Every single Vine that they made.
Yeah, that's how I started looking at King Bach shit.
I forgot King Bach, about King Bach.
King Bach ran Vine. He was so funny.
But also, we were younger. Like, it just grows.
Also, I'm not going to front. I feel like TikTok's racist.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like TikTok pushes, like, and I don't care if I get crucified for this. This is what I've seen like on my personal TikTok. TikTok pushes videos with white people way harder than it pushes videos with black people.
No, I think I agree with that.
Yeah, like TikTok is always showing me like white people doing the craziest shit or like doing some kind of like rap type shit. Like anything that involves a white person rapping will blow up on TikTok. Like, and it's not to say that white people aren't good rappers. I just noticed that TikTok just like kind of has like an agenda for the kind of content that it pushes, which is like different, a lot different than Vine in certain ways. I feel like Vine was more based on like who the actual person was and whether or not they had a deal with Vine. But I feel like TikTok kind of just like be showing people mad cringy shit, and a lot of the cringiest shit on TikTok just be like shit that niggas cringe at because it's like a white person or something.
Well, I also think, and this is going to make me sound like weird patriotic, which I'm not trying to do, but like Vine was like an American thing.
Well, I know, I totally agree with you.
TikTok
China made TikTok. That's not good. China, not good. Like, I fuck with China as a country and the people there, but like when it comes to like things, products that Chinese niggas sell America, when has a Chinese product ever been good that they sold America? They sold us paint with lead in it. They sell us these fucked up chairs that break when you sit down too hard. Like Chinese niggas do not sell us good quality things. They never had. So why would they magically come and give us TikTok? And it's going to be like the awesome social media. TikTok is usually is literally a Chinese social media. Yeah. If I told you that this lighter was made in America and this other one was made in China, we all want the American lighter because the Chinese one might blow up in your fucking hand. Like, that's TikTok. TikTok is like a Chinese lighter. Like, is that, you don't want that. You want the American lighter.
Yeah.
No offense, but you know, fuck it. This is what it is.
But they purposefully push shit on TikTok here that they don't over there. You are right. It's like a
way
to
because China has a different government than us, where they actually control the content that their people consume.
Do you remember those rappers, the Chinese rappers, the Higher Brothers?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. Didn't they get like banned or something?
Yeah, because everything has to be through the government.
Well, honestly, good thing they did that, because that shit would have probably ruined their population or some shit. I don't know. Imagine if everyone in China wanted to be the Higher Brothers. That's America now. Everyone wants to be Lil Pump. It's like, yo, I'm not going to front. I fuck with Lil Pump, but not everyone's Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be yourself.
But do you think people see you guys and want to be you?
100%, but
I've seen it before.
At the same time, though, like, it's okay to want to be somebody, because I definitely want to be like Matt. I want to be like Gucci Man. You just got to have the right role models. And I feel like a lot of these like apps and shit,
clone?
They push like the wrong things. I feel like clone Gucci got some bangers too, though.
Oh, not clone Gucci got some bangers.
Let's not sleep on clone Gucci.
Clone Gucci goes hard. Yeah.
Let's not disrespect clone Gucci.
Clone Gucci goes crazy. I want a song that's clone Gucci featuring Gucci.
Yo, honestly, that's a billion dollar idea.
Clone Gucci featuring regular Gucci.
Yeah.
What if clone Gucci found like a file that regular Gucci made in like 2008 that he never finished or put out, and then he hopped on it with regular Gucci?
I love that. I love that clone Gucci exists.
I think clone Gucci needs to see this.
But back to what we were saying, though, it's definitely important for people to want to be like people.
Yeah.
It's important to have role models, strong role models that you can look up to and emulate in order to get somewhere. But what's problematic is when programs and people start pushing problematic role models on people for the sake of making quick, easy profit, instead of like pushing, you know, instead of just letting people gravitate towards what they would naturally gravitate towards. Because TikTok is also the only social media app where you're not picking what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You're just like looking at whatever the thing is feeding you. So it's easy for an agenda to develop when you have like some shit like that. You should never control what people are consuming. That's why I don't fuck with China's government, even though I still fuck with China. But, you know, like I'm American, so I fuck with democracy and freedom. TikTok is not freedom. You're being spoon-fed shit that you can't even decide to look at. Yeah. I like Instagram because there's an option to look at the For You and I can see shit it suggests, or I can turn that bullshit off, which is what I usually do. And I only look at shit that I follow. I don't look at the For You shit. For You is bullshit.
Do you think they suppress your content?
Hell no, I'm lit.
Nah, we lit.
Collab kings.
Collab post kings, for real.
Yeah, nah, we super lit.
I'm gonna salute the collab post right there.
Yeah, dude, we're lit, bro.
Really be on this collab post shit.
Bro, sometimes I post pictures on Instagram in my face. That shit will get 10,000 likes, nigga. Imagine 10,000 niggas in this area. It would fill up the entire area.
Yeah.
It would fill up the entire radius of wherever the fuck we are.
What's the total amount of, like, listens you've
got? Last year, on Spotify alone, I got, like, 10 million, 11 million.
Imagine that many people. Like, in a space.
That's kind of
retarded. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be too much for me, low-key.
But that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, but that still would be a little too much for me. But I guess I can fuck with it.
It is weird. Like,
it'll be lit.
Yeah, if me and Acid do it, then it'll be lit.
Do you feel that though? That you create knowing that crazy amounts of people are seeing it, but it's almost like you like turn it off in your brain. You kind of have to act like no one's seeing it a little bit.
I kind of think I do that. Like, I don't know, like. I know people are listening to my music and stuff, but like I don't really think about the fact that people are listening to my music. Like whenever I like check like my Spotify for artists thing and it tells me how many people are listening to me right now, and there's just like always people listening to me throughout the day, I'm always just like, whoa, that's crazy. Jeez. And then I'm like shocked and like thankful, and then I forget about it. And then I look at it again like a month later, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Thanks. Jeez. And then it's the same cycle.
I'm not going to lie. I really like don't really be thinking about that like, shit like too hard.
Exactly. It's bad for you to think about it.
Yeah. I mostly just think about like what my music looks like together. Mm. Like when you look at like my YouTube page and my SoundCloud and my Spotify, like what, like I just like look at how like the music, like how it kind of like looks like next to each other. Like, I dropped this, and then I dropped this, and then I dropped that. Kind of like if I was, like, looking back at this shit from, like, the future, and I was just like, oh, who's Christ Dillinger? I want to look at his discography. And you open my discography, and you kind of, like, just, like, see, like, all my shit in a row. That's kind of, like, what I think about when I think about this shit and, like, what I'm doing with it. I don't really be thinking about, like, people too hard, but...
Facts.
When we do shows and shit, though, I'd be, like, thinking about the people because they're there, and I meet them and shit, and... Or whenever I like sell like merch or something and people like hit me up and I'm like DMing people, that's when I think about them.
How many years did you guys go with no listens? I'll pull up on my phone. I went like two, three years, 2 years where no one listened to my shit.
No, I feel you. Cause for me, I have to think, right? Cause I started making music when I was a freshman in high school. So like 5 years, I got like no listens. If you look at the analytics of my SoundCloud, like all time, the first like 3 years, like the first year I got like 500 plays. The second year I got like 2,000. The third year I got like 30,000. And then after that, I actually started getting like plays.
Let me look at my SoundCloud and see. I started making music a long time ago because I used to play guitar. So I wasn't really uploading anything when I was playing guitar.
But, Do you still play?
Yeah, I still play. I have a guitar in my room I was playing last night. But yeah, when I was playing guitar, I taught myself how to play guitar when I was like 12. And I didn't like start rapping until way later. So like I honestly was just like playing guitar and shit. I was just like playing shit that like nobody would ever listen to, I guess, back then even. But when I first started making rap music, put my first song out, I think, in the 2017, I got 33,000 plays.
On your first track?
Yeah. And then...
You want this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I only dropped one song that whole year, and it got 33,000 plays. Why? Then the next year, I got 195,000 plays. But I was mostly focused on, like, selling drugs back then. I wasn't really focused on rapping like that. That was, like, 2018. I got 195,000 plays. And then 2019, I got 707,000 plays. That was my third year. I was still, like, pretty much just, like, this is on SoundCloud. So I was still pretty much just, like, focused on, like, selling drugs and shit. But I was, like, making... I would always make music and shit. I was just, like, always making music my entire life. So 2019, I got 707,000 plays. And then I wish there was a way I could see what these songs are. But 2019. Wait, what did I get?
That one got you a little bit.
Yeah. No, 2019, I got 707,000 plays. 2020, I got 1.3 million plays on SoundCloud. So I guess that was when shit was really starting to go up.
That's why did your first song pop off like that?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this shit works. I just put it on. I didn't even know about any like rappers. I didn't know there was an underground rap scene. I really only ever listened to Gucci Mane and Lil Wayne and Kanye and like rap like that. I was never really into underground rap.
People
to be
are
honest.
So mad.
I never listened to underground rap. Like niggas were like, "Yo, you know who Cyber is?" Or like Syringe. I'm like, "No. I don't know who that is." Even like Xavier Wolf, never listened to him. I'm not going to lie to you. Knight Lavelle, I bumped him later on down the line. But when I first started uploading music on SoundCloud, I didn't know who any of those people were. I listened to Playboi Carti and Kodak Black and Drake. I listened to Ski Mask of Slum God a lot and X. But that was like also like kind of mainstream normie shit, honestly. Yeah, I never knew about the underground rap scene or any underground rappers when I first started rapping. I just started making music and uploading it.
What even is underground, though?
I listen to Publish Pablo Juan a lot.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were taking a break out going outside.
That's crazy, bro. I never looked at this shit before.
Underground rap is awesome. I
but
feel
what
like growing
is
up.
It? Like,
I feel
Chris,
like it's that, just,
you know who West Side Gunn is?
Yeah.
Like, that's considered underground, too.
But, like, see, here's the thing. Underground is a tricky term because people will say that like Ken Carson is underground, but he has like 3 million monthly listeners and he signed to Playboi Carti's label. So like he's not underground. But what I see underground is like it's like translated as like different movements over time. And like what it is like now kind of is like, sorry. What it is now is like kind of like, in my opinion, like a catalyst of like a lot of different like groups of people and like a lot of different people that were pushing the culture and like that just like have influenced each other down the line and like share the same influence and love of music. Cause I feel like, you know, like growing up, like I listened to like Space Ghost Perp and like Metro Zoo and like all that like Raider Clan type of shit. And like when you when you look at that, that's like kind of like a catalyst for like what underground is now, because everyone is influenced by like all that stuff, you know, like all my peers around me that like I create music with, for the most part, I would say are like influenced in one way or another by that. And then I think that like, because it comes from that kind of like stem of influence, it like continues to like inspire like the next generation of people. 'Cause now there's like a group of kids that are like listening to all this music that are going to start making music or have already started, and they're going to like blow up like 7 years from now, and their favorite rappers are going to be Christ Dillinger and Acid Soldier and like Chris Uzi and shit, you know? And they're going to be like, I listened to those guys when I was in high school, you know? So it's like, just like the progression of that. I think underground, like, 'cause like people that are underground do go mainstream, you know, like Lil Pump, I followed him when he had like 7,000 followers on SoundCloud back in the day. Like, I remember when he was like underground, or like when, like all like X and Ski Mask and like the Very Rare shit was like underground.
I remember downloading Young Thug's first mixtape on
Death. Oh yeah. Like he was underground. Like, you know?
Back in the day. Like that's like,
I think it's just like things that like, I think like the simple term and not like the over explanation term is that underground music is just like shit that's like not signed to a mainstream label that's distributed by some like independent means, you know?
Yeah.
And the creation of the internet made underground music way easier to create and distribute, because like with the internet and like, you know, like Soulja Boy, he like was doing everything on his computer, and like everything with like Raider Clan and like Odd Future and shit, like it just really like made the internet like an accessible place to like put your art out and then like go up off of it, you know?
Look at what my podcast setup is. People think you need a whole studio, you know what I mean? It's like accessibility to create is the I like that. You ever do DMT?
Yeah, I've done it twice.
Did you break through?
Yeah, the second time.
Have you?
Hell no.
Hell no?
No, I'm not doing DMT.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
All right, makes sense. Are you not a psychedelic person?
I am, but I don't want to do that.
I think everyone needs to try it at least once in their life.
I've done it like 3 or 4 times.
I'll try that shit when I die.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of fried. It's not my favorite psychedelic. I think this is a controversial opinion, but like it was cool for me, and I feel like I definitely like learned some shit from it when I broke through, and I definitely like carry a lot of the things that I learned from that with me today. But after I did it, I was like, low key, I don't need to like do this again. Like,
It's not something you're doing all the time.
No, but
I've seen some crazy hallucinations, which are fun.
Nah, me too.
I saw a baby shooting a rocket ship off its shoulder.
I'm saying
I have no interest in seeing that.
I know that makes me sound like a fucking fiend.
No, you're not. You don't sound like a fiend. What I'm saying though is that when I did it, after I did it, my subconscious was like, you don't need to do DMT again. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to do it again, it's not going to be for a really, really, really long time. I might not do that shit again until I'm like 50. Because that's the thing with psychedelics. I used to go crazy with them and take them like way too often and not respect like the actual like what it was like doing. And then like at a certain point, I just learned that like I'm only supposed to do this shit when it's actually the time. Like I actually haven't done acid in like hella long.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't done acid since like 2020 or something.
Doing that shit too much will fry your brain.
I did it way too much and I fried my brain. And but like I still fuck with shrooms. Like
do you feel like you can come back from a fried brain?
Hell yeah, yeah, I'm mad smart. Yeah.
Definitely,
I'm mad smart. I think that I'm kind of fried a little bit, but I also think that like I'm like not fried in like a way that like is really noticeable. Yeah. Like it's just like a subconscious fried. Like there's just like sometimes I just do stupid shit, bro, and I just really can't help it. Today I'm at the airport. I'm just acting stupid in the TSA line.
What'd you do in the TSA line?
I was just moving mad slow. I was mad high. Mm. Like, and they're yelling at me and shit. I'm like, chill. It's cool. I'm sorry. Chill.
I try to get as high as I can before I go on a plane.
Same.
But then it's the most stressful situation.
With like TSA.
Going through the airport, getting like all of it's stressful as fuck.
Nah, but here's the thing. Whenever you're really high, after you get through the TSA, the airport's fun as hell. Because there's mad shit to do in the airport.
Yeah, the airport's sick.
You get to I like watching couples fight. Because couples are always stressing in the airport.
I like being in the airport.
I like being in the airport too. We have fun in the airport. We get good food. Yeah, I have
fun in the airport.
I always try airport food. I always want to find like a restaurant in the airport.
Airports have good restaurants.
Okay. Yeah, they do. One time when I was at LAX for the first time, waiting for my flight back to Houston when I still lived in Houston, I drank 500 milligrams of THC syrup. I mixed it in a blue Gatorade and I chugged it all before I went through the TSA. And then I got inside and they had like a sit down wood fire pizza restaurant inside of LAX. And I got that shit and it was hella fucking good. And I had a great time. I was at the airport by myself eating this shit. I'm not thinking about anything else. There's no other thought in the world besides me, this pizza, and me going to sleep on a flight because I'm so high.
I took that THC syrup 500 before a plane, and that shit fucked with my stomach, and I had shits. I was too high, and I had shits the entire plane.
Yo, I've never pooped on a plane before.
That was my first time. It was traumatic.
Yo, that's crazy.
It's traumatic.
I've never pooped on a plane before.
You ever poop
on a plane, bro?
You ever poop on a plane?
All the time.
All the time.
Dude, if I'm on a fucking plane, I've been on a plane before for 24 hours, bro.
Well, if I was on a plane.
Where were you going for 24 hours?
New Zealand.
You were in New Zealand?
I had a show in New Zealand, yeah.
What? Lord of the Rings? Do you see the Lord of the Rings shit?
No.
Do you see any midgets?
No.
I just imagine New Zealand's all midgets.
No, it's all like really cool, like beautiful people that just like are mad like islanders. Like they're like south of the equator islanders low-key. Like it's really crazy. It's like tropical, like it's like Antarctica shit. There's like penguins there.
Bro, I'm jealous as fuck.
Yeah, it was super sick.
If I was on a plane for 24 hours, I would poop on it.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
I've never been on a plane longer than like 8 hours though, so I've never like pooped on a plane.
Nah, pooping on a plane is low-key lit.
I peed on a plane. I fuck with peeing on a plane.
Pooping on the plane is lit. You get to like, you know, really like, it depends on how clean the bathroom is though. That's why you gotta fly on the good flights though. You can't be on the bullshit flight. You can't be
shitting on Spirit.
Yeah,
I've never even flown Spirit.
I've
never flown Spirit either. But I've flown American Airlines, and the American Airlines bathrooms are always so nasty. I would never want to shit in them.
But did you know that Spirit is also the only airline that has never had a crash?
Really?
Yep, the only one.
That's actually crazy.
Yep.
This is just me being fucking autistic, spitting facts. I was reading this book. Korea had the most plane crashes out of any country.
North Korea?
No, South Korea.
Oh, like, really?
South Korea planes were just crashing. Just
really? Psh, psh,
psh. Think the Illuminati did it?
No, it's because. Imagine. What are they hiding in South Korea? Would you join the Illuminati? Wait, let me finish this story. The Korean culture is so like proper that if they saw the pilot fucking up, they just wouldn't say anything.
What?
Like Korean culture, like the co-pilot, like if he saw the pilot fucking up, that's his like boss. So he wouldn't tell him. So the plane would just crash, so he wouldn't have to tell his boss that he was fucking
really
up.
How often does this
all
happen?
It's done now, but it happened all the fucking time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Isn't that shit crazy?
Yeah, that's bad crazy. I never heard of that.
The Puffco Malcolm got Gladwell. Me talking stupid.
Back to joining the Illuminati.
Nah.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. What am I going to do with my soul? What am I going to do with my soul?
All right. Here's the thing, though, gang.
That's my... I'm just putting feelers out there.
See, here's... Gang,
if you see my podcast blow up next week.
Nah, but here's the thing. I'd have to see what's up. Because I don't really know what they're on. I don't want to be involved in no... no like island shit. You feel me?
Yeah, no.
I just want to. I just want to get rich. Wait, you feel me?
Don't now. You know how I put you in a box in the beginning, trying to split you guys up. Don't you do that to me?
Yo, I was just saying. I'm not gonna lie.
You were so quick to say you joined the Illuminati, low key. You put yourself in that box, my
like
guy.
I'm just saying that. Like I'm not saying
you can't team up on me.
You don't even know what that kind of. See, my thing is whenever. There's some kind of thing being offered. I think, like, what am I going to give up to get this?
We'd have to ask our manager.
Yeah, we got to talk to Sam about that.
Yeah, we'd have to talk to
Sam.
See,
you agreed to it off rip. You were like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Like, you didn't even know they're going to ask you to do it. You already said, yeah. They might ask you to, like, eat like a baby or something. On board already. Like,
but for us, what we would do is we would let Sam talk to them, and then we would negotiate some sort of deal. We would negotiate some sort of deal where we don't have to eat any babies or anything, and we don't have to do anything, like, evil. They just, like, fuck with us like that, and they just give us bread.
Yeah, in an Airbnb.
Yeah, in an Airbnb. All I want is that... I want a car that's like gold plated and has like a wrap of like pictures of Nico Bellic around it. And like if they gave that to me, I'd be lit.
Do you really think that's a real thing? I don't believe the Illuminati.
It's definitely a real thing.
I think that might be real.
I met billionaires and they're retarded.
Yeah, okay, but
they have money.
But here's the thing.
Also, it's crazy you could call a billionaire retarded. He has $1 billion.
I know, but still, like, I mean, I'm dumb as fuck, but, like, he's dumb for hanging out with me, so he can't be smart.
He's just living his life.
He can't be smart for hanging out with me. He just fucks with you like that.
What if he was going to give you some, like, money in his inheritance, but then he sees this, and he's like, damn, he called me dumb as fuck and retarded? Yeah,
there's definitely an Illuminati. There's been organizations of people coming together to make sure that other niggas stay down while they get us since the start of time. Even when they first made America and they said all men are created free, but they made black people slaves. That's what created the lower class of this country. That was definitely some Illuminati shit. Like the Illuminati is just, it's like it doesn't have to be like a bunch of niggas that call themselves the Illuminati. The Illuminati is any group of people with power that come together and oppress people in order so they can get ahead. And there's mad Illuminatis out there. There's Illuminatis in the rap game. There's Illuminatis in the furniture game. There's Illuminatis in the shoe game. There's Illuminatis in every game that exists. There's corporations that have monopolies on shit and that control shit and all kinds of bullshit. And they do things to make sure there's someone that loses because someone has to lose. And when you decide who loses, it makes sure you decide that you win, and there's mad shit like that.
There are people out there. I agree with you in that.
That was some Illuminati shit when niggas made slavery. Whose idea was that? That was some Illuminati shit right there, and that's why niggas are down now, and other niggas are up right now, regardless of what anyone has to say about it or what happens. Like niggas created a whole class of people as soon as the country started. Like, yo, we need some poor people. It's like, all right, let's just make these guys the poor ones. It's like, all right, and then they did that, and now we're in 2024, and it's still just like that.
And it's the generational wealth builds up.
Yeah, if you have a house, if you were allowed to have a house at a certain point in America, houses used to cost like $2,000. Now they cost $1 million, $2 million. Like houses have inflated more than anything else almost in American history. And they only let certain people buy houses back in the day. That's how 60% of, like, I was watching this video last night. They say that 60% of wealth is inherited. Actually, no, that's not even the stat. The stat is 80% of wealth is inherited, and then 60% of that wealth that's inherited comes in the form of an asset of a home. And if you bought a home in any time before, I think before the 60s, I might be wrong here, but I think if you bought a house like anytime like early America, like houses were so cheap, you could really get a house for like, and then people are like, oh, you know, like inflation, money's gone up. If you factor in inflation, it used to cost people a lot less money to buy a house. And like the houses have inflated so much that like that's how money gets passed down now. Like little things like that, you know, like or things that like Illuminati things. That's like an Illuminati decision.
See, you were asking me how I like living in the woods before the podcast started. Uh-huh. I feel like if we're talking about the Illuminati in that way, like the creating evil, I feel like cities are the Illuminati.
They definitely are.
Like, I feel a level of peace having, like, being in the woods. Like, not being able to go to McDonald's at 3 a.m. because I'm fucked up and then seeing 40 people. Like, It's like,
yo, you see, that's what that you see. Ruins people's brain. That's an interesting thing you're bringing up right now, because that, my friend, is called the illusion of choice, where you think it's your choice to go to McDonald's at 3 o'clock in the morning because you're fucked up, but it's not your choice because they put a McDonald's there that anyone can afford to go to at any time. And it's open all the time. So you think you have a choice, but really they made the choice for you when they built the McDonald's in that area or wherever. And you see
ads everywhere. Like, McDonald's doesn't need ads. Yeah, but you do it because it fucking reminds you.
The thing
you
about the ads are, the ads just get you to go there one time. As a human being, think about like a dog or a cat, right? We're all human. We're human beings and we're still animals, kind of. Mm-hmm. If you left some food out on that back porch and the cat ate it once, he will keep coming back here until he dies, hoping that one time there will be food in that spot again. When you play a video game, if you know a certain item spawns in a certain spot, you're gonna pull back up to that spot to get that spawn whenever the game refreshes, because you know the item spawns there. They put the McDonald's there and you know it's there. Once you go there and get food once, your brain is gonna know that that's there. You're gonna keep going back to that. It's like when you're fucking on like a thought and you want to stop fucking her, but you know that if you hit her up, you could fuck. You're just going to keep hitting it because you know it's open to you and it's available this shit goes away, until something comes to stop you from doing that has like a negative impact. Like the McDonald's being there is the illusion of choice. You think you have a choice,
McDonald's,
but they actually took the choice from
head.
You. When they make McDonald's, bro, they count where everyone in the city is and they put it in the most convenient place for the vast majority of people to get to that would consume that. That's why McDonald's are always in low income areas, because they put it somewhere where their customer base can always go to it and get it at any time when they need to. It's the illusion of choice, bro. Like that's the crazy shit. Like, that's how they get you. You feel me? Like, shit like that. Like, that is the Illuminati shit. Like,
it's creating it for evil.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I like about... All right, you were talking about you're creating a lot of music, but you also are pushing positivity just in the way that you describe your shit. Yeah. So it's like you can do that the opposite way to fight that.
Yeah.
But it's...
You need a lot of money to market.
One thing that says everything Christ said was facts, but all this McDonald's talk is making me want an Oreo McFlurry.
Yeah, me too. I want McDonald's now. No, I want McDonald's.
Talking about it is an ad for
the
podcast. People are. I bet one person listening to this is going to go get McDonald's.
100%. You're getting it.
If you get
if
you get McDonald's, I support it. It's lit.
If you get the McDonald's, it's cool. But just think about what I just said, though.
Yeah, but think about what he said.
Think about that, it's though, true. While you're ordering your McDonald's.
I had this idea.
You know it's available 24/7. Never closes.
You could make McDonald's at home. Maybe not the McFlurries, though.
What was your idea?
All right, this is me as an outsider speaking about music. So if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I feel like rappers like Eminem and Snoop Dogg, who have really good back catalogs, put out shittier music so people will talk more. If they put out a bad album, people will talk about it more than if they put out a mid album.
Nah, I disagree with that.
To go listen to the...
I disagree with that. They're just making the music they want to make. You people just don't like it that much anymore.
Yeah, it's just
people, a lot of people still do like it too.
Watch out that you're still in the frame. Sorry.
I guarantee,
I wouldn't make you lay this way, but
I guarantee if Snoop Dogg drops, mad niggas will bump it. Like, sure, some niggas don't like it, but the vast majority of his fans probably fuck with it still.
Also, they're just getting old, bro. They don't got it like that anymore.
You think there's an age you hit where you can't rap?
Nah, I think that some people can rap forever, but I think some people they just don't have it like that anymore. I think Snoop Dogg still raps good.
Yeah, Eminem's trash though. Yeah. But Eminem got caught up too much in what niggas think of him, and he got
Eminem
caught up.
Was mostly
he got
trash
caught up
in
his time. He got caught up on like his own image too much of like, oh, being like the rap god. He's the white rapper. He's the best rapper ever. He's the rap god. He's got to spit a million bars, and that's not why we like you, bro. Eminem, we liked you because you were funny and you were white and you were ghetto. We don't like you because you rap a million bars in a minute. That's just corny, dude.
But like, you guys, you guys have better bars than he does to me.
Yeah, but his bars, a lot of our bars, if you ever heard like the first Eminem album, Slim Shady LP, our bars are reminiscent of bars that he used to have on like shit like that.
I love that album.
That's his best album.
That's his best album.
Even like the Marshall Mathers LP, like that's like our
shit. That album's pretty good.
Our shit is like reminiscent of that. Like that was when he was the best rapper ever. And those are two of the best rappers, two of the best rap albums in the history of hip hop. So you know what?
Even the Eminem Show was a good album.
Eminem Show's a good album. That was his last good one. After that, it went downhill.
He went on like a 3-album run with like some fire. Of the best shit ever. And then he just started dropping bullshit. He'd have a song here and there,
but bullshit.
But then after like he started like he made all that music with Rihanna, and then after that he went into this image about being like the world's fastest rapper. Yeah, like
exactly, and then that shit ruined him.
That's such a white thing in rap. It's
like, he made it.
White people are shitty rappers mostly, so like they try to rap faster.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like I'll rap fast, and that's what's good. I don't care that I'm not good. I'm rapping fast.
I feel like Eminem made it like kind of like a thing for white people to rap fast, because I feel like a lot of white people heard Eminem rapping fast and they wanted to rap fast, so they started rapping fast and it made a lot of bad music. That
it's like if you watch those old dancing movies from the 50s, like old people dancing, it's like they're not dancing well, they're dancing fast.
Yeah.
If I can do it fast,
it means I'm good at it. Someone just messaged me on Instagram and said, I have a massive autistic crush on you. Dude, how did I ever see this?
Do you watch anime?
Yeah, I love anime. I fucking anime heavy.
One Piece I've been getting into, I never watched it.
Too long. Dude.
That is short attention. It's really good.
One Piece is the most basic anime of all time.
Too long,
dude.
1,000 episodes.
I'm going to get hated on for this. People love One Piece, bro. I'm personally not a huge One Piece fan, even though I've watched all the episodes. But that, like, One Piece to me is, like, honestly, like, not one of the better animes. Like, I feel how legendary it is. Shout out Oda. He made 1,000 episodes. But, like, something with me is I feel like you got to be able to tell a story in a certain amount of time, keep it entertaining.
Exactly.
Like, why the fuck has this shit been going on for 1,000 episodes? Like, this shit needs to be over already. Like, it's been going on too long. The story can't be that good if you can't tell it that fast. Like, you should be able to tell the story and it should be entertaining the whole way through. Like, Naruto's fire, nigga. That shit, the best story ever. It started, it ended, we're all happy, we cried, we loved, we laughed. It was great. Like, One Piece, I know what's going on. The saddest part is I'm caught up. I know exactly what's happening. Niggas are always like, but what about the do-do-do? Nigga, I know about all the what about. Nigga, it's stupid. And I thought the story also changes all the time. Is it mean they change One Piece all the time? It's like they don't even know how it's going to end yet. They're just like making it up as they go along. I personally don't like that. I like when the story's written before you make the show. Like you like write the story out all the way before the show's over. I don't like when the story is like changed like halfway through. It's like, oh, you know what? Let's make Luffy a sun god now so he's even cooler. It's like, what? What are we doing? What? Like what? There's like... Like, what is this? Like,
Samurai Champloo is the best anime of all time.
Samurai Champloo's up there. I like that one a lot.
It's 24 episodes. It tells the story quickly.
I like Cowboy Bebop more than Samurai Champloo, though.
Cowboy Bebop's
same
great.
Creator, though.
I know.
I think Bebop is the best
What's
of all time, honestly.
What's your top five anime?
I go Cowboy Bebop, Naruto, and this is not in any given order. It's just what I like. Cowboy Bebop, Naruto, The Boondocks. And then
hell yeah.
Yeah, the Boondocks is an anime. Niggas be trying to like ride it out because it's like black and American and shit, but that is an anime and it's fucking amazing. What was I gonna say again? Sorry, you just made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Boondocks, Bebop, Naruto. I hate when you ask me a question like that because I know Full Metal Alchemist. I love Full Metal Alchemist, fire, Illuminati type shit. And then let me think what my fifth one's gonna be. Recently I've been really into Black Clover. I'm not going to lie, though. Demon Slayer is fucking amazing. When Demon Slayer is done, that might end up being the best anime ever. But I'm not going to say it's my fifth favorite. I'm trying to think. What animes do I live and die by? My fifth one. Oh, you know what? Gurren Lagann. You ever heard of that?
Nah.
It's about... you ever saw the animes like the Spiral people? Mm-hmm. How they like live underground and then they come up to the surface of the earth. But because they like evolved from being cavemen, it's like basically like a fucking like metaphor for like the universe and for human beings. Like men went to the surface of the earth, but because they evolved from being cavemen to being like men on the surface, the world gets destroyed. Like basically on some like global warming type shit almost. But the person that like brought them up from the underground to the surface, they all start hating him, even though he saved all of them and brought them to the surface. Eventually the world gets so good that people start complaining. It's kind of like how it is like now, how everyone's like complaining about how like, oh, capitalism sucks, I don't want to get a job, why do I gotta work? It's like everyone like is mad at this guy, even though they're like cavemen being like eaten and killed by random beasts all the time and getting raped and shit like that. Everyone gets like mad at this dude for saving them because he creates like a world like this one that we live in, and everyone wants to be like communist and shit because they're too comfortable. It's a really good anime, Gurren Lagann. You should watch that one. All right. Really good.
You know, it's a good explanation for it too.
Yeah, I like animes that like have like takes on society.
But you don't think, well, I know One Piece is basic, but you don't think it has a take on as, all right, as a creative.
One Piece has the best universe and the best character design. All the characters are super cool, which is the real reason why everyone likes One Piece. Because Luffy's super cool. His character's designed super well. He's not black. He's not white. He doesn't care about anything.
He is now Mexican.
He's Brazilian, I believe.
Excuse me.
He's Brazilian, I believe. Yeah,
edit it out. I don't want to get canceled.
That's what Oda said. He's Brazilian. But
isn't the actor who plays him in the live action, is he Brazilian?
I haven't even looked at that shit.
I thought he was Mexican.
I don't know anything about that shit.
I got top five animes.
But yeah, like those niggas, like people like One Piece because it has a great world. Like Skypiea, that universe is sick. Like the way how that world looks is super sick. But also in Skypiea, they gave us a bunch of information that was fundamental to the anime about another energy source that the boss in Skypiea had. That guy, the god guy or whatever, his fruit or whatever allowed him to like control like lightning or something. Like, I don't remember what it was, but like they gave us an energy source in that one that they later on changed in the anime. They just changed the shit. Like I hate all the changing stuff, but
I'm gonna sneeze, so give me a second because I wanna give my One Piece argument that I don't give the world is dope, but what I like about it is it's the creative process of an artist. And stick with me for this, because this might be when you go out to create, the One Piece isn't anything. It's not a thing. And Luffy goes out to just find a thing that isn't there.
It definitely is a thing. It definitely is an actual thing.
I don't think it is, but all right.
The One Piece is an actual thing.
It's him as an artist. Take it in your life. You didn't know what you were going out to create, but you started creating and you met people along the way who helped you then build what you're creating. And you might not know what you're going after, but you do know what you're going after. And that is what it is to be an artist. And it's more about the journey, not the fucking being Drake, betting $2 million and just being whatever. It's the journey to get to that place that's more important. And that's what One Piece is. And that's what it is to be an artist. So that's why I feel like it's the artist's journey.
I feel that, but I don't know, gang. I mean, like, the One Piece is like an actual thing, bro. It's like an actual thing. And also, that is like the One Piece, like what you're saying with the One Piece, what you're saying, that is the equivalent of like you being Drake. Because Luffy in the One Piece, he gets the greatest pirate of all time, the guy who made the One Piece, he gets his hat. In the very beginning, like, Luffy is chosen. The difference between the One Piece and Naruto is, like, Luffy is Drake. He's the golden child. He's chosen. He ate the best fruit by accident. Luffy...
Hear me out. After Marineford.
No, hear me out, dude, because you're not... You see, I've seen the whole thing. So it's like, Luffy ate the best devil fruit by accident in the first episode of the show. He already had the best power. No matter what anyone does, he has the best power. He has the sun god power, the one that frees the slaves. He literally has the best power. Like, when they made One Piece, they predetermined, like, the show lets you know that Luffy's the one. He's predetermined to be the best. When you watch Naruto, Naruto's a fucking loser. He's who you actually are if you're an artist. Luffy is who you want to be in your mind because your ego's telling you you're the best and you're chosen and everyone's going to fuck with you. Naruto is who you actually are, a loser. No one fucked with Naruto. You watch Naruto, he spends half of the first season sitting by himself in a swing. No one even likes Naruto until like fucking after the pain arc. That's when niggas start fucking with him. You know how deep in the show that is? That's so deep in Naruto that it's in Naruto Shippuden. Like, that's how long it takes for niggas to start liking Naruto. No one fucked with him. When you're a rapper, that's what it's like. Nobody fucked with me for years. That's what it's gonna really be like. One Piece is like a fantasy fairy tale land. Like, Naruto, that's some real shit. No one's gonna like you. They're gonna talk shit about you. Everyone's gonna hate you. You're gonna be broke, and no one's gonna be there for you. That's what Naruto was. And every single night you watch Naruto, what's he doing every day? He's training. Everyone's like, yo, this dude's ass. He's terrible. He's the worst ninja. But then when the teachers go look for Naruto at night, no one can find him. They find him in the woods. What's he doing in the woods? He's training all night. He's trying to make a shadow clone, and it's turning out like ass every time. But he works harder than everyone else, and no one sees it. And that's why Naruto became the fucking Hokage, because he was actually on his shit grinding every fucking day, and no one fucking saw it. When have you ever seen Luffy grind? He eats some meat. He gets stronger. He gets beat up, all of a sudden he wins. He's like the new Goku. He's not at, like, but Goku trained a lot though. Like, Luffy does not train. Like, Naruto trained for hours on end. You saw it in the show. They put it in the show. The nigga is constantly training. He's constantly trying to be better. Niggas are constantly shitting on him. His best friend is Sasuke Uchiha, a nigga who was just blessed with the best abilities ever. Sasuke's that nigga. He was just born like that. He was literally born that nigga. That's his best friend. That's who he has to compete with. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a difference in, like, ideologies. The One Piece ideology is just not for me. I just don't fuck with things being handed to you. That's just not how real life has been for me or for anyone that I know. Like, you gotta grind for this shit. Like, no one's gonna fuck with you for years, bro. You're gonna be doing this music shit, no one's gonna listen. Asa got that one song where he's like, no one gonna listen. And then after, they still ain't gonna listen. He says that in a song. The crowd goes crazy every time because it's true. It's like, no one's gonna, it's gonna be years. No one's gonna fuck with you. You're not just gonna meet Zoro the two episodes in. All of a sudden, you got somebody on your team. Like, bro, that's like, that's not realistic, bro. One Piece is unrealistic. And all, obviously, all anime is unrealistic, but the ideologies behind anime are realistic. And the One Piece ideology is kind of some bullshit. It's just like luck and like just going out and following your heart. All that following your heart shit is bullshit. You gotta grind, nigga. Naruto grinded, nigga. He's the Hokage. I walked into GameStop the other day. I saw a Funko Pop in there. It was Naruto as the Hokage. I was like, damn, my nigga really made it. That's like Sexy Red, nigga. Like, that Naruto's the Hokage, nigga. Like, he really did it. Like, that's my boy. He did it, bro. Like, he did it. Like, he did it. You can't even hate on him. He really did it. You saw how he had to do it. Like, niggas hated on him. You can't even be like, oh, he had that devil in him. That's what made him extra strong. There's mad niggas with those. Jinchurikis? There's mad niggas that have Jinchurikis. He's just the best one. He's that nigga, bro. Like, come on, bro.
That was one of the best speeches I've ever heard in my entire life.
You can't tell me. You can't
disagree with me that was it. That was a hey.
You can't tell me it's not, the argument's not sound. It's a sound argument. You might not agree with it, but it's a sound argument.
I think you just made me hate One Piece.
Yeah, dude, that's just kind of lame, bro. Yeah, One Piece
I don't fuck with One Piece, and I don't fuck with long animes. Like, I'll tell you, my top five. I'll give you like. Actually, just a handful of animes I really like, but I'll give you my top five in no order. Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, Boondocks, Terran Resonance, Mob Psycho 100. I've only seen season one.
Mob Psycho's pretty sick.
Season one, but I fucking love it.
Mob Psycho has a great message. I love the main character in Mob Psycho. I've watched the whole Mob Psycho. And you didn't like Bebop.
And then I also...
His podcast over?
I also like... what's it called? I like Death Note. I like... I like One Punch Man.
I like One Punch Man. One Punch Man was lit. I would definitely do stand-up. Yeah, I think I'd be good at it.
I just asked
this dude, Sam Hyde, if I could do stand-up at one of his shows. He's about to go on tour and shit with some of my friends, but I want to just try doing like some comedy one time just to try it out. But have you ever seen what's the one that has the it's not Soul Eater? You fucking Soul Eater.
I watched a few seasons of it. And I could never get into it.
I like Soul Eater, and they got another one after it called Fire Force. That one's pretty sick too.
I liked I liked some seasons of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure back in the day, but I fell off a lot.
I don't like JoJo's.
Do you have a good speech about Cowboy Bebop? Because I need...
Cowboy Bebop is basically like anime as like fine art. It's like one of the last animes that has the 90s aesthetic where it's like really dark, but it's like really well drawn. And the thing about Bebop is like...
It's like
Bebop,
a film noir.
Bebop, yeah. Bebop is one of those animes where a lot of things are left unsaid. Which is like when you're a writer or an artist, one of the most powerful things to know how to do is to know how to not say something. And Bebop is one of those things where not everything is said directly. A lot of things are left up to speculation. You don't even know if Spike dies at the end or not. But like, it's like the things that are unsaid are very powerful. Like the way how it portrays the future, because it's like an actual realistic anime that shows like what the Earth probably like would be like in like a certain like timeline. And the way how the Earth is in the future is honestly like pretty fucking sick. Like it's like it just like shows like how like life kind of keeps going on in like whatever way it is, even if it's like human beings like living in like colonies on asteroids or on Mars because Earth is uninhabitable because it moved into like an asteroid field. Like it's just like a cool, it's just like a, it's like it's this art, you know, like it's just like it's good. Like it's the way that it's drawn is like really detailed, which I really fuck with a lot because I feel like a lot of anime nowadays, like JoJo's, I hate how that's just animated. That's just animated terribly. Like I'm like a Studio Ghibli guy, so I like when it's just drawn like really vividly and nice, and when there's like a lot of, like the music is picked out like very thoughtfully. All the music in Bebop is picked out extremely thoughtfully. Even that band that plays the opening theme, the Seatbelts, I believe they're called. That is a great band. Like you know, like they like it's just a very curated show, so that's why I fuck with it. Like all the episodes are named after the songs that are in the episodes, and it's like a way where they like combine the actual storyline for the episode with the way, because I read and write music because I like taught myself how to play guitar. The way how they create the episodes, it goes along with the mood of the song. So if you see that there's Honky Tonk Blues, that's like one episode of that. The episode is like bluesy. It like goes along with the theme of like blues, so it's like I fuck with the way how they work music into it, which is why it's my favorite.
My favorite episode of Cowboy Bebop is episode 6. It's like the kid, he's like got the harmonica.
Oh, that
not,
one, yeah.
And he's not like, actually a kid.
Yeah, he's super old. I just watched that one the other day. Actually,
that's my favorite episode of any anime ever.
I just rewatched that one the other day.
Yeah, that was sick.
My favorite Bebop episode is the one with Pierrot LeFou. That one, it's like this fucking like that like berserker kind of guy. That he was like a super soldier, like what Elon's making is like one of those guys that they created to like kill people. But then like he went insane and went off the grid and started killing all the like the corporate guys that created him. And now he just kills anyone that he sees. And then he runs into Spike, and Spike's got to fight this guy. It's like, yo, that's so crazy. Like that was a really good episode. I fuck with that one.
I liked the trippy one.
Which one was that? Was that the one where they have the sea monkeys?
Yeah, the one where he like goes into the like
the other like universe.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Where it's like they're inside like the, it's like they're that what is it, like it's like a, there's like a wormhole and the ship is hiding on the other side and the guy in the ship is like aged.
Yeah, you make me feel dumb because I do think I don't like it because it's unanswered, and that's it. I love art in artistic ways. Makes me sound even dumber than the point I was making before. Yeah. But I think I wanted it to be longer because, okay.
Definitely. I wanted it to be longer when I first saw it, too. But I've watched it like over 10 times the entire thing. And the more you watch it, the more you realize that if it was longer, it wouldn't be as good. And they gave us a movie.
But the reason I like music is you guys are going to keep making music. There's not like an end to the music.
Do this shit forever.
Like, listen to your music and there's never going to be an end. I think that's why I like One Piece is it's like...
Yeah,
it's right. Nice to have something that's consistent because life isn't consistent.
But we have Family Guy, gang. We have Family Guy and South Park and
The Simpsons.
Yeah, like those, you always are gonna have those. And they still even make new episodes of American Dad.
Honestly, I feel that's more of like an American concept to make sure that doesn't end. And I honestly think that One Piece is probably the most like it's like the most, besides Naruto, obviously, which everyone just loves because it's fire. I find One Piece is the easiest like anime for like most Americans to get into.
I agree.
Like One Piece is super easy to get into. Then the characters are just made like super well, and the world is designed in such like an interesting way. The One Piece universe is so interesting. I wish the Naruto universe was more interesting. The actual like environments they be in, it just seems like fire bridge, like shit like that. I like Boruto because they started to like bring in like new things like boats and stuff like that. But the people that make Naruto could definitely benefit from like making like more vivid landscapes for them to explore. It's not always just like woods and shit and like, you know, like a desert or like, you know, shit like that. Like, Like One Piece has like crazy, like the underwater area they went to. I don't even know if you've gotten that far in the show yet.
The underwater world,
the merman shit.
Because they were standing up in the water, and then they'd go underwater, and they're not standing on anything.
Yeah, but
it pissed me off.
Was that,
it's like Godzilla? Godzilla's always standing.
Is that when they get that dude?
What
is that when they get that guy?
It's when they have the big Man.
The sea monsters, right?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
Godzilla stands in the water because
he's buoyant.
He's fucking tall as shit.
He's not that tall.
Dude, he's also buoyant.
Is.
Things float in the water.
He's buoyant and he's tall.
I don't think he Godzilla could stand in the water.
Dude, Godzilla, dude, huge. Let me look up how tall he is.
Yeah,
right,
Godzilla's
now.
Huge, bro.
I don't think he could stand in the water.
He's like taller than that building.
He's in the
there.
Middle of the ocean just standing up. He's
dude, isn't he as tall as like a skyscraper or some shit?
Godzilla is 390 feet tall. That's
really
fucking
tall.
Crazy, though.
A quarter mile is like 800 feet, 1600 feet.
But when you see him, though, he's always outside the city. So he's standing in the bay, low key. He's not like in the middle of the ocean.
But he is in the
middle
of the
ocean. When he's in the ocean, he's swimming usually.
In minus one, he was standing in the middle of the ocean. What type of old person are you going to be?
An old one. one that doesn't have time for bullshit.
I want to be a lazy old person.
I'm trying to be one of them old niggas that's still fucking. Oof. You know those old niggas that still be fucking? I'm trying to be one of those old niggas that's still fucking.
Blue Chew sent me a bunch of free Blue Chews. They don't even sponsor me.
I'm not finna take one, but I'm gonna tell you right now. Godzilla. Godzilla is 100 meters tall, and the Empire State Building is 450 meters tall.
He's tall as shit.
So that means that he's tall as shit.
Yeah, he's tall as
shit. He's tall as shit.
He's tall as shit, bro.
He's like definitely taller than you, and he can definitely...
Yeah,
he
can definitely...
I think, I don't know. I might got Godzilla's feet.
I don't think Godzilla can walk in deep ocean, but in the movies, I don't ever see him walking in deep ocean. I've only ever seen him like... He comes out of the ocean sometimes.
In the newest one, he was standing in the ocean, and it pissed me off.
Well, that movie sucked.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear. What type of old person are you going to be?
I'm going to smoke cigarettes all day and yell at people and complain, and I'm going to love life.
Are you going to wear a robe?
Yeah, it's going to be made of. It's going to be a Versace robe, and I'm going to love my wife, and I'm going to love my grandkids, and I'm going to eat good food, and I'm going to hang out with my lifelong friends. We're going to get together. And we're going to do things, and I'm going to have good investment portfolios, and I'm going to have good, like, I'm going to have good properties that are worth a lot of money that I'll pass down to my children, you know? Like, I'm going to, like, set up my family for life. And then, one day, my family will be so rich off of the generational acid soldier wealth that they'll be able to genetically modify themselves to be taller than Godzilla and prove to you that they can walk in water. Salute to that. Thank you.
Last question. Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
I would rather lose neither. But if I had to pick one, I guess I would just have to do without my left arm. The left arm is probably the least important limb on my body because it doesn't really do anything but hold my watch. My right hand gets all the work done. Like the left hand is chill, but I mean, like, I lose a leg. Oh, fuck out of here. Lose a leg, bro? Come on.
See,
but you know what, though? If I lost, like, half of the bottom part of my leg and I can get, like, a cool, like, replacement, it'd be kind of sick because I like, have, like, a gun built into it or something like that. That'd be lit. And honestly, yeah. I'd rather lose the bottom half of my left leg than my arm. Because having two arms is kind of important.
Yeah, like you're saying that you would lose your arm, but you're sitting there holding the microphone and the joint with it right now. You're getting work done with it right now.
That's true. Way more than I'm doing with this.
Yeah, what gun would you get on your leg?
I would get a High Point 45.
I'd get a sniper rifle.
Keep it traditional with my people
look
in the hood.
At the fucking the scope is on your
I lift my leg up, and then I just like... My foot would have the barrel. No, I'd get a shotgun.
But then you would have to be like...
Nah, I gotta get the 40. The 45 is a shotgun and a pistol. That's what I need, a 45.
But that would be so short. You'd be lifting.
No, the long barrel. All right. Yeah, a 45, bro, in your fucking leg. Like a like a high point. Like
imagine like, you misstep and you accidentally, or imagine you're like, you have the 45 in your leg and you accidentally like move your leg weird and then you're like fucking a girl and then like you accidentally shoot her in the foot.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, imagine you gotta be careful.
Do you think you
gotta take the leg off before you have sex?
Yeah, I got the leg off before you fuck.
You could double jump in real, you could double jump in real life. Like jump and then fire it off.
And then go up.
See,
and you can go a little higher.
After all this discussion, I've come to a conclusion. I use my right arm a lot for all of my work, and you know, it's like the primary hand I use. And I was gonna say my left arm, but I have my Ricky Spanish tattoo on this one. I can't lose that. I would choose, like Christ said, my left leg. I would also get a gun in my leg, but actually I wouldn't get a gun. I would get a flamethrower or I would get a minigun.
The flamethrower is sick.
The flamethrower is fucking sick, right? Or a grenade launcher.
Sick, but you got to walk around with a lot of bullets for a minigun.
It's like you got a tail.
You'd definitely be limping and like shit.
You'd have a lot of bullets like in this area. Like,
nah, but having the flamethrower in your leg would kind of be fucked because if anyone ever held a lighter up to you, your leg would just like explode.
But imagine being able to light it. Like I always lose my lighter. Imagine having a lighter attached to your leg.
Imagine somebody could try to jump you. You got a flamethrower in your leg. Oh, please, please jump me. Please jump me. Please jump me. Jump me. No, me. I got the fucking flamethrower. Jump me, please.
Bro, both my legs. I want no legs, two guns.
All right, I want no legs. I want a flamethrower on one. Look at all this jewelry I'm wearing. Come get it.
Flamethrower in my leg. I'm flamethrowering niggas.
Shotgun on this leg. Flamethrower on this one. I'm fucking.
Nah, fuck it. I'm getting rid of my arms and my legs. I'm getting a flamethrower on my left leg, a flamethrower on my right leg, a grenade launcher on my left arm, and a minigun on my right. And
honestly, I'll trade all that shit just to be able to fight like those niggas in Kung Fu Hustle. You ever seen Kung Fu Hustle?
Nah, what's that?
Oh, y'all niggas never seen Kung Fu Hustle? Bro, you gotta watch. The way those niggas, bro, if I could fight like those niggas, bro, those Chinese niggas that be fighting niggas in the air and shit, like shit like that, like, bro, dude, what? You guys gotta watch Kung Fu Hustle.
We'll watch it. I'm down to watch it. Bucked Up Podcast.
Bucked Up.
Base Negative Squad.
Shout out Mama Buck and Nana Buck.
Shout out Mama Buck and Nana Buck and Base Negative Squad.
Base Negative, BNS.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, man.